Babe, say, how about a little... Ow!
Does that answer your question, buddy?
The Adventures of Maisie, starring Ann Southern. You all remember Metro-Goldwyn-Mayer's famous Maisie pictures. In just a moment, you will hear Maisie in radio, starring the same glamorous star you all went to see and loved on the screen, Ann Southern. But first, your announcer. Southern as Maisie.
Yep, I'm Maisie, like the fella said. By profession, I'm in the theater, but I just quit my job as a showgirl because of the costumes. The producer wanted me to show too much girl. Anyway, hanging around theatrical agents' offices as much as I do, some of how they function has rubbed off on me. So I figured maybe I'd better try that way of starving, too. So last month, by luck, I ran into a handsome actor, Bill Maddox, who I thought had possibilities. I really thought Bill could become a star on the stage because he had good looks, was 6 feet two, and had the schmaltzy kind of speaking voice that could give you goose pimples. The only thing Bill lacked was stage experience, so right away I took him to see the latest hit drama. I wanted Bill should get a load of how matinee idol number one, Ronaldo Gomez, performed, so as he could maybe learn a little something before I started lying about him to producers. But after we saw the great Ronaldo's performance and were coming out of the theater, me and Bill had our first argument.
Bah! You call that acting, Maisie? I call it corn.
Well, for your information, Bill Maddox, that corn brings Ronaldo Gomez $5,000 a bushel. You should act such corn.
Not me, honey. I'm young yet. I'd like to live. Why, I've got more talent in my little finger than Gomez has in his whole body.
Too bad women aren't interested in little fingers. They go for the whole man. If you could learn just half of what Ronaldo knows about acting, I could sell you to any producer.
Maisie, don't tell me that you thought that love scene in the second act was good.
Good? When Ronaldo gave Carlotta that passionate farewell kiss, my popcorn started shooting its way out of the bag.
Oh, you women are all the same about these imported great lovers. Personally, to me, Ronaldo kissed the girl like he was playing a harmonica.
Should happen to me. All right, Bill. You're my client, and even though you are an actor, you can still have brains. What didn't you like about Ronaldo's performance?
What about his overacting?
Overacting?
Mm-hmm.
Why, I thought it was just super. I mean, especially in the death scene. How gladly he gave up his life for love. And then when he was shot, he died laughing.
So did the audience.
Oh, Bill, you're just like all men. Never give credit where credit is due.
Oh, well, look, Miss Revere. If you don't think enough of my opinions, maybe I should get somebody else to keep me unemployed.
Oh, no, Bill. I have absolute confidence that you can someday be a big star.
Oh, thanks.
And I know that if you listen to my advice, someday you'll have convertible cars, a yacht, penthouse apartment, and so much money you'll get bow-legged carrying it to the bank.
Oh, God.
Yeah, we're going to be the most successful artist-agent team in the world, Bill.
Gee.
You know, this million-dollar team should celebrate in style.
Yeah, celebrate. But, Maisie, that costs money.
Ah, what's money? Come on.
Where are we going?
Into this drugstore and have a Coke.
Gee, a Coke. Maybe you let me drink it out of your slipper.
Nobody says this to the great Ronaldo Gomez. Not even you, the producer of this, you will pardon the expression, play. that the great Ronaldo was not superb in tonight's performance.
Hey, look, Ronaldo, let's not kid ourselves. You've been getting away with that public nervous breakdown you call acting for a long time now, but the public is starting to get wise.
Is that so?
Did you see how many empty seats there were tonight?
Empty seats? You want, I should notice, during my performance, the great Ronaldo is an artist. When I am acting, I'm acting, not bookkeeping.
Well, I'm bookkeeping. There were 228 empty seats.
227. In the 12th row of the balcony, there was a midget.
No wonder you have to be prompted on your lines. You're always counting the house during the performance to make sure you're not cheated on your percentage.
You cannot say that to the great Gomez. The great Gomez is the greatest artist in the whole world.
Yeah, who told you that?
Nobody has to tell me. I admit it.
Well, since you're so honest, you've got to admit that you're not drawing them in like you used to. After all, don't forget the famous saying, you can fool some of the people some of the time, and you can fool all of the people some of the time.
Who said that? I said, who said that?
Abraham Lincoln.
Oh, it's too bad he isn't leaving. I would challenge him to a duel like I did in my own country. Now, please, handle me my hat.
Oh, sure, Ronaldo, here. You're going right home, I hope.
No. First, I go to the drugstore next door to make a purchase of one stamp. I write to my friend in Brazil. He should send me the newspaper clipping about the duel I have made with that critic. There is one thing I must find out.
Do you mean if he dies?
No, if he spell my name right.
We're closing the store up in a few minutes, folks. You want another Coke?
Oh, that's silly, clerk. Me and Bill haven't finished this one yet.
Yeah, you see, my agent here don't usually order a Coke for the two of us, but tonight, we're celebrating.
Oh, sure. I just knew this was some festive occasion.
That's right. That's why I ordered a large one.
But you can be a pal and bring another straw.
Why, chum? Expecting a friend to join you?
No. I want to beat out my brains with signing up with her for my agent.
Why, Bill, that's a nasty thing to say. I raised your price as an actor, didn't I?
Oh, that you did. But you didn't get me any work.
I know. But I have faith in you, Bill. I know you've got talent.
But, Maisie, I've heard rumors that the thing is for the producers to become aware of me.
Well, that's a wonderful idea.
I said something when I wasn't listening?
Yeah. What you need is publicity, and I'm going to get it for you. I'll have your name in headlines in all the papers.
But to do that, you got to have connections with newspapers. Do you know any reporters or editors, Maisie?
Oh, do I know any reporters or editors?
Well, do you?
Please don't interrupt. I'm trying to remember.
Well, while you're trying to remember, I got to call my boarding house to see if any offers came in from other agents.
Well.
Doll, got a nickel for the phone?
Sure, doll, here. I always save some money for emergencies.
Thanks. Be right back.
Service! Clerk! Service, at once!
Uh-oh. My day is now complete. Here comes that South American meathead, Ronaldo Gomez, again.
Ronaldo Gomez?
Yeah.
Oh, he looks like such a skinny thing in person. What happened to all those muscles?
Must have left him in his other suit. Oh, what a pest. He's always coming in here just before closing and buys himself a dime's worth of nickels for phone calls.
Clerk, come here at once. The great Ronaldo would like to purchase a stamp.
Oh, no, a stamp. Well, it's a good thing I didn't close up earlier. I would have missed out on all this business. Pardon me, customer mine. Can't keep Ronaldo waiting. Gets as mad as a hornet, you know.
Oh, well, all actors are temperamental.
Not like Ronaldo, chum. With him, it's 90% temper and 10% mental. If I don't give him quick service with a smile, he gets so mad, he challenges me to a duel.
A duel?
Yeah.
Clerk!
Duel. Duel. Oh, you've just given me a great publicity idea.
Huh?
Bill told me he studied swordsmanship at college.
Oh, a smart move on your boyfriend's part, lady. Sure is a great market for a guy who can use a sword. Might even get himself a job in the parks picking up papers.
Well, no, I mean, if Bill and he would duel, it'd get in all the papers.
Yeah, could be. And maybe Ronaldo would get killed. Say, that's a beautiful thought.
Of course, those dueling characters first have to be insulted by a fella. And ain't it usually over a woman?
A stamp, yeah. Please! Ronaldo would like a stamp!
Yeah, a stamp! Coming up!
Oh. Say, miss, where you going?
Son, you just hired a new stamp saleswoman. The kind that insults mighty easy.
Oh, I get it. Your boyfriend interferes. Gomez challenges him to a duel.
Mm-hmm.
And then...
And for further details, consult your morning newspapers. Goodbye now.
Such service I've never seen. And to their best customer, too.
Oh, well, I'm sorry to have kept you waiting, Mr. Gomez. What can I do for you?
Hey, oh, senorita. You are here, the clerk, huh?
Si, senor. They've been doing such a busy stamp business in this drugstore, they just had to put on extra help.
Oh, good. I am in a large hurry. One stamp, please.
Oh, well, yes, sir. You're lucky because we just got in some fresh this morning. How about a nice airmail stamp, sir? They're 6 cents.
No, I want a plain stamp for 3 cents.
Oh, you don't care to go that high, huh? Well, how about a nice 5-cent stamp, then?
Senorita, all I want is for 3 cents a stamp. I wish to write a letter, and I am in a hurry.
Oh, well, in that case, our airmail is just the thing. It gets there much faster, you know. All you do is write the letter, lick the stamp.
Senorita, you are making me mad, like anything. Do you want me to lose my temper entirely?
Well, not just yet, senor.
That is better. Now, 1 3-cent stamp, please.
Yes, sir. What kind of stamp? American or Egyptian?
Miss, please, sell me a stamp and stop being such a pest.
Pest? Well, I like that, I really do. I have never been so insulted in my life. Bill? Oh, Bill?
Oh, the great Ronaldo insults you, senorita, but this cannot be. In my country, the man who insults a lady is shoot down like a dog.
Well, say your prayers, lassie.
You call me Maisie?
Yes, my hero. This beast, this monster, he insulted me. Well, aren't you going to say something to him?
Hello.
Oh, senor, you do not know me, eh?
Not like I know you. Bill, this man doesn't know me.
He doesn't?
And he said I was a pest.
He did?
Yes.
But, Maisie, I thought you said he didn't know you.
Senor, I can explain.
No, Bill, this is your big chance, your big, big chance. Bill, I demand that you challenge this man to a duel. Pistols at 20 paces.
A duel? Pistols at 20 paces?
Senorita, isn't this going a little too far?
Well, all right, make it 10 paces.
Maisie, I think it's silly to challenge a perfect stranger to a silly old duel. Don't mind her, Mr.
Gomez, senor, the great Ronaldo Gomez.
You mean you? This little shrimp is what's left of that ham Gomez after that stage costume is removed? Oh, no.
Senor, for that insult, I forget the great danger and challenge you to a duel.
Oh, gosh, thanks, senor. You're a sport.
Okay, sonny, sure. A nice little duel, huh? What'll it be? Spitballs at 20 paces?
Well, you two decide. I gotta make a phone call. This is a scoop for both of us.
You laugh now, senor. But tomorrow morning at sunrise, you will laugh from the other side of your face. If I decide to leave you another side, we shall fight with pistols at 20 paces.
Oh, calm now, sonny. I was only kidding. Why, at 20 paces, I couldn't even see a tiny target like you.
I may not be large like you, senor, but with the pistol, I am the best marksman in all of South America.
You're kidding, aren't you?
The last man I kill in my own country said to me just like that.
You actually killed a man?
Dead. Like anything.
Like anything.
I shoot him right between the eyes. And believe me, between that sneak's eyes, there was very little room. Adios, senor. Until tomorrow, at dawn.
Adios, senor. If I'm not there, just go ahead without me.
Well, it's all said, Bill. I just called up the newspapers.
What for, Maisie? Put my name in the obituary column?
Oh, no, silly. I told them that you just challenged the great actor Ronaldo Gomez to a duel. They're going to have reporters and photographers down tomorrow morning. Tomorrow your face will be spread all over.
The rest of me will be spread all over, too. Maisie, why did you get me into this?
Well, for publicity, you dope. You want people the world over to read your name, don't you?
Yeah, but not on a tombstone.
Oh, don't be silly, Bill. Gomez won't really go through with it when he sees your mean business.
You want to bet? He's the best shot in South America.
He is. But he wouldn't want to kill a man.
Why not? One more or less shouldn't make any difference to him.
You mean he already, with a gun, bing bang?
Yeah, already, once before. Bing bang. Maisie, I'm going to faint. Catch me.
You catch me, Bill. Remember, ladies first.
The Adventures of Maisie, starring Ann Southern, will continue in just a moment. Maisie.
Look, Mr. Gomez, I know you think I came up to your hotel and woke you so early in the morning because I'm afraid to die, but there's one thing I must tell you.
Ah, that you are not a little bit scared, senor, eh?
No, I'm a whole lot scared.
So am I, Ronaldo. You can't kill this man in a duel. It'd be bad publicity for our show.
The honor of the great Ronaldo has been insulted, and the only way the insult can be wiped out... is with blood.
But gosh, Ronaldo, I don't like to be killed. It's so... well, it's so unhealthy.
Yes. Why do you have to go whole hog on this, Ronaldo? Wouldn't that pesky honor of yours be satisfied if you made a tiny bullet hole in Maddox? Say, right here, maybe?
No. That would not satisfy me.
Me neither. I'd look sort of conspicuous going around with three nostrils.
Ronaldo, I forbid you to go through with this silly duel. You might get shot by accident, and I'd have to return the money for our advance sale.
Money, 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 senor. There are more important things in this world than money.
Now I know you're out of your mind.
Look, Ronaldo, if it's just your lousy honor that has to be appeased, I'm willing to make a public apology to the reporters.
That will not do. Reporters...
from the newspaper?
Well, yes. Maisie arranged to have them witness the duel this morning with cameras and everything. The whole thing was just supposed to be a stunt for publicity.
Publicity?
For free?
Yeah. I can see the headlines now. Bill Maddox in He Fought for His Honor. Absolutely his last performance.
Yeah, but that's a wonderful idea, Maddox. It's out of this world.
Yeah, but I don't want to be out of this world. I'd like to stay in it for a while.
Yeah, I mean terrific publicity for no money, for our show, for Ronaldo.
See? I will be magnificent like never before in front of the cameras. Senor Bill, I will shoot you left-handed. That is my much more better profile.
Nothing doing. I'm calling this whole thing off. I'm starving to death slowly, I know, but I don't mind. I'm in no hurry.
Yeah, but you won't have to be shot, Maddox. We can use blank bullets in the guns. Look, I'll make all the arrangements for the duel. We'll put it on this morning in the alley behind the theater, in time to make the morning papers. That ought to fill the house for today's matinee. Well, I'll see you later, fellas.
Come, Senor Bill. Amigo. Sit down. Have some breakfast. Ah, you look so thin, you will make a difficult target to shoot today.
Yeah,
with fake bullets, naturally.
Look, Ronaldo, old pal, we mustn't tell anybody that this duel's going to be a phony.
No one, not even your agent, Senorita Revere.
Especially not Maisie. You see, pal, she thinks that you're the world's best actor.
Ah, but does not everyone.
"'Tis futile, Maisie, dear heart. You cannot sway me from this little thing I need to do to avenge your fair name."
"Little thing? Bill, that little thing happens to be your life, and you ought to save it for your old age. You gotta go to Gomez and apologize."
"Apologize? Never, dear heart. Never, never, never."
"Oh, but Bill..."
"Don't interrupt, please. Never, never, I say."
"Oh...
I am not of a cowardly turn, my sweet. I have red blood in my veins."
"And if you want to keep it in there, you'd better call off this silly duel."
"Be not aggrieved, small one. This is not farewell forever. When I am gone, I will still be with you. You shall have my ashes.
Ashes? Oh, Bill.
Cry not, old babe. This is merely au revoir for the nonce. We shall be together again in another world.
But I don't want to be your agent in another world. This one I got contacts in.
Tis my duty, Liebchen, and I am glad.
Oh.
Glad to lay down my life at the honor of womanhood. Shall never be besmirched and trodden in the dust.
Oh, Bill, that's so corny.
Corny? You cried when Ronaldo Gomez said that in the play.
Yeah, but that was because the man next to me was eating onions.
Oh, that does it. In 10 minutes now, I meet the best shot in the world in the alley behind the theater, and if you think Gomez knew how to die in the play, wait till you get a load of Little Willie making his big exit. Goodbye.
Oh, well, Maisie, you got just 10 minutes to put a stop to this thing you dreamed up. Oh, jeepers, why couldn't you sometimes use your head to think with instead of just to keep your ears from being too close together?
All right, gentlemen. Ready, aim, fire.
Bing, bing.
Bang, bang.
Wonderful, gentlemen, wonderful. Now be sure you do it just as dramatically when the reporters get here.
If they ever do get here, I'm getting tired from all this rehearsing.
And I don't relish the idea of drenching myself with ketchup when I get shot. This is my only shirt.
Yeah, that must be the newspaper reporters now. Get ready for the duel, gentlemen.
Great. Ronaldo is ready.
Good, good. And Maddox, when you get shot, act like it. Put some life into your dive.
Okay, okay. Start counting.
Okay. Very well, gentlemen. Remember, this is a duel for the honor of an American woman. And last but not least, to avenge the stain on the escutcheon of Ronaldo Gomez, the world-famous actor, now appearing at the 38th Street Theater in Blood is Thicker Than Water. Matinees, Wednesdays and Saturdays, with an all-star cast. Ready? One, two, three.
Stop, you can't shoot Bill.
Oh, it's only you.
Stand back, old fair maid, whose fair name has been besmirched. The honor of thy name is, in sooth, at stake.
Say, that is very good, amigo. Very good.
But, Bill...
Oh, he shot me. I'm dying. Dying.
Oh, Bill, that was just my bubble gum.
Hey, look. The reporters, they've arrived. Hey, this way, gentlemen.
Good. Stand back, senorita. You're in the way of the cameras.
Well, Start counting, chum. Farewell, O aged mind. This may perchance be the last performance of the world's best actor.
Oh, but it can't be. I have a run of the play contract.
Bill, you get killed.
Look, nobody's getting killed in this duel. Those pistols have blanks in them.
Does Bill know that?
Sure he does. This whole thing's a gag to show you he can act.
Oh, a gag, huh? Well, the nerve of him scaring me out of my wits just for laughs. Well, I'll show that man just how much I think of him.
Wait, George, start counting for the duel. They're coming down the alley now.
Okay. Ready, gentlemen? One, two...
Hold on there. We got a tip. Something's going on here.
You ain't kidding, fellas.
Gentlemen of the press, Bill Maddox goes now to fight for the fair name of fair womanhood.
Yes, and you reporters, be sure to get it all.
Reporters? We're detectives.
You, detectives?
Oh, but you can't be. Last night I called the newspapers, not the cops.
But they called us and said there's going to be a duel. Yeah, two actors are going to kill each other. But we came over to stop it anyway. Orders is orders.
No reporters. No pictures.
Wasted all this time.
Well, you'll have a lot more time to waste, bud. You're going to jail, both of you.
Oh, but you can't take Bill to jail. He's my only client.
And we've got a matinee to do.
I cannot go to jail. My contract forbids it.
We haven't broken any law. These guns are loaded with blanks.
Yes, blanks.
Yeah. Sure, it was a publicity stunt, officer. Just for laughs.
Guns not loaded with bullets, huh?
Well, sure not, and I can prove it. Go ahead, Bill. Shoot me.
Yeah, that'll prove it. Shoot, Maddox.
Sure.
There.
See, officer? Only a blank.
Oh, yeah?
Miss, were you wearing open-toed shoes?
No.
Well, you're wearing them now.
Oh, my goodness. I've been killed.
She fainted.
Oh.
Oh, Maisie, darling, speak to me. Speak to me.
Oh, Bill. Before I go, there's one thing I must tell you.
Yes, Maisie. What is it?
You owe me $4 for a new pair of shoes.
In just a moment, we shall return to the adventures of Maisie. Once again, here's Maisie.
Well, for a moment there, I really thought I was going to kick the bucket. And the way my foot feels right now, I ain't sure I didn't. Gosh, if Bill had been a little better shot, I might have gone, well, where agents go when they die. Anyway, I saw Ronaldo's producer was impressed with Bill's acting. So when I got him alone, I convinced him that an actor with Bill's talent should get $100 a week, no more and no less. And that's what the producer decided to pay him. The only trouble was, I didn't know that just before he'd offered Bill $200. So I had a heart-to-heart talk with Bill, and he told me he didn't know what he could do without me, but he sure wanted to try. So there goes my first and last client. Well, gotta get to a doctor with his foot. Gosh, from now on it ain't gonna be easy getting around with my big toe in a sling.
You have just heard The Adventures of Maisie, starring Ann Southern. Maisie was written by Arthur Phillips. Original music was composed and conducted by Harry Zimmerman. Supporting cast included Peter Leeds, Gerald Moore, Sidney Miller, Frank Nelson, and Jerry Hausner. John Heaston speaking.